Joining us now, we have the head golf professional up at Sedgefield, the home of the Wyndham Championship. Rocky Brooks joins us. Rocky, welcome into the golf shop.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, so one of the old school events on an old school golf course. I mean, how great is it to have an event like this out there at the end of the season, all these guys fighting to get into the FedEx Cup?
Oh, it's so much fun to be a part of, and then you get a chance to meet the guys and talk to the guys, become friends with them. And everybody talks about how bad our date was, but our date is a relevant date on the PGA Tour schedule. We've had great fields over the last few years, and it's pretty cool to be a part of.
Well, I mean, how did you feel this year when we had the contracted sort of major schedule, the Ryder Cup is this year, and the Olympics? When it came out, were you worried about your date, or were you fine with it?
We didn't really know what to expect. It was such an odd situation, but we got thinking about it and said, this could line up to be pretty good for us. And now we've got players. Jimmy Walker is coming. We announced Jimmy Walker's coming yesterday, and there's a chance some other big players, some really key players are coming. Ernie Els is coming, and Brant Snedeker, Webb Simpson, Bill Haas. So we've got a great field. It could get even better. I don't know for sure if the big names have been announced yet, but there's a chance some big guys are coming.
Well, you can tell us. It's just the three of us.
It's just the three of us. Nobody really listens to this show.
Nobody else is listening. All right, guys.
Just my dad.
Hey, Dad.
So last year, I mean, Davis Love getting the victory. A lot of great things going on there. Over 50 club getting in. The win that seals the deal and all that good stuff. And it just had to be awesome. I mean, you had Tiger Woods there last year and in contention. Kind of the last event the Tigers played. So
last year was quite a year. I've never experienced anything like that before. I knew he moved the needle. I just didn't know how far he moved the needle. It was something else. Looking up the first fairway when he's 30 minutes from teeing off, and it's 8 deep down the right side of the fairway. It was amazing. It was really pretty cool to be part of.
All right, so
and Davis winning, what a nice guy. And having a great champion like Davis Love. It was a great last year. Was a great year. I hope this year measures up to last year. I don't know if it can, but it was. We hope so.
All right, I'm not going to let you go on that because I really want to know about the Tiger bump. I mean, you lived it. We've all heard about it. What did you notice that surprised you about how much he moves the needle and in what ways?
There's so many misperceptions about Tiger. And he arrived on Tuesday. And, Tuesday, there's really nobody here. It's a practice round day, and there's really not a whole lot going on. He had 300 people watching him play 9 holes at 5:30 on Tuesday night. And he could not have been nicer to our junior golfers and stuff. And he was a pleasure to be around. He couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah.
The Wednesday Pro-Am, the funny thing was, so the Wednesday Pro-Am gets here 7 o'clock, he tees off, and there's thousands of people watching him. Adam Scott was right behind him, and there was 20 people with Adam, all 20-year-old college girls.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember at the U.S. Open getting on one of the buses, and the girl, I don't know if I, because I had my media credentials or whatever, there were about four women on the, young women on the bus, and they're like, mm-hmm. Do you know where I can find Adam Scott? And I'm like, not on this bus. you're going to have...
But I'm here.
Yeah, but I'm here. I can speak funny and use a weird putter. Come on.
I don't think you can pull that one off.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do have a kind of a different perception of what Tiger is and how much fun Tiger has mm-hmm. and how personable he can be. I think because he has to be standoffish at the time, or he might not ever get a shot in.
Well, having been around him and Arjun Atwal is, and I have become good friends, one of our past champions. You talk to Arjun, and I can tell you that I don't know that I would want to live one day in Tiger's shoes with all the people pulling. I mean, it's a difficult situation. I can only imagine how hard it is to have any sense of privacy at all. He's got a tough deal, I don't know how to say. He could not have been nicer to me and my staff. It was, he came in and, hey, pro, how you doing? He was really cordial. Couldn't have been a nicer guy. He's really hilariously funny, too.
All right, so Jim Furyk shoots 58 last week on a par 70 golf course. There's been some talk about, par 70 golf courses. Y'all are a par 70 golf course. If somebody shoots 58 out there, it's pretty phenomenal, isn't it?
Oh, it would be a great – I don't see anybody shooting 58 here just because of the difficulty of our greens. And I don't mean any disrespect to the golf course in Hartford or any of the places where somebody shot 59. And we're a short, old golf course that, you know, somebody could, who was it, shot 61 last year? Bass Snedeker.
Yeah.
Shot 61 last year. You know, Carl Peterson shot 61 here. We've had 561 shot here. With the speed of our greens, the undulation of the greens, somebody would I don't see a 58. It could happen, but I don't see it. They might, but it would be, I don't see it. It could happen.
Well, as someone who's been in the sport as long as you have, do you think, I mean, is 58 the new benchmark, or this talk from Brandel Chambly and those others guys that that it was a 70 course somehow diminishes the accomplishment, and maybe we should talk about a score under par as the new benchmark? Or for you, is 58 58 and that's the new mark?
58 58. I mean, you look at these guys now and they're playing 600 yard par fives and they're still knocking it on in two. The score is the score. I don't 58, 58. Whether it's a 72 or a 70, there's not. I don't see a huge difference in par 72s and par 70s for these guys. They're so incredibly long now. I don't see where you can draw a line. 58, 58.
Yeah. Again, we're talking with the head golf professional out at Sedgefield, where the Wyndham Championship is. Mr. Rocky Brooks is joining us, and DL3 goes 17 under last year, kind of getting a feel for the conditions up there. We've had some spotty rain off and on with a front that's kind of hanging out. What are the conditions going to be like, and how are you feeling about that number this year?
Well, I think with what the recent rains we've had, and as soft as the golf course is now, and I don't see it drying up anytime soon. The golf course has been pretty soft. The greens will be soft, somewhat more receptive than last year. I think the score will actually probably be a little bit lower this year. If we could ever get to where we had a hard and fast golf course where the balls would roll through, make driving a little more difficult, where they had some shots out of the rough, scores would be, you'd get around a 10 or 12 under. But this year, because we're so saturated, I think the guys it's going to be easier for them to drive in the fairway. They can take, now I'm going to say dead aim in the greens, because they're camping near the greens, so it's hard to get the ball near the hole here. But I'm going to say somebody's going to shoot 20. Under this year, I got to think for the soft conditions.
All right, so we got a nice home game here in the Carolinas. You're going to get a lot of people out there watching. A lot of our listeners are going to come out. A lot of folks are going to be watching on TV. Where can we expect to see players score well, and where can we find the carnage that I like to watch?
You know, it's funny. The carnage comes when you're going to get some holes. Now, surprising that the first hole is a 3-wood pitching wedge hole, 9-iron hole for these guys. And it wreaks havoc with them. You get some really tough pin placements on that hole, and surprising for a 400-yard par 4 that averages over par is pretty surprising. But they wear out our par 5s. There's only two par 5s, the 5th hole and the 15th hole. They're really par 4s for these guys. You're going to see a lot of eagles on both those holes. Unfortunately, our 18th hole is a 508-yard par 4, and you have a downhill latch, an uphill green. When it's pressure's on, tournament's on the line, you could see somebody make 6 there pretty quick and could cost them the Wyndham Championship.
Wow. All right, so are you guys going to have the beach set up on the right side of 15 again across the water?
Absolutely, because if we didn't, the tour players would lynch me if I did not.
Has anybody hit one across there onto the beach yet? I can't remember. It's been
I don't
close.
Think so.
Somebody's come
I don't
close.
Think so, but for some odd reason, the pace of play really bogs down there in the fairway at 15. Can't figure out why, but pace of play sure does slow down there.
Why don't we describe that for our listeners who maybe don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, when the tournament came back in 2008, because it's when Wyndham Worldwide is our sponsor, they win the vacation ownership. It's usually tropical destinations. They have properties all over the planet, but they wanted to come up with a beach scene. Well, we don't really, we're in the middle of North Carolina. We're not at the beach, so they decided to build this beach. Well, how are we going to decorate this beach? And somebody came up with the idea of, hey, wait a minute, this is a college town. I know we can get college girls to lay at the beach in August. It's still sundress season here in North Carolina, so they came up with this idea, and the players loved it, and Wyndham loved it, so here we go.
That's pretty good decoration.
Models in bikinis.
All right, so what's generally the most difficult hole in the golf course? You said number one's a tough one with pin placements. What's the one that traditionally plays the hardest? Is it number one, or is it something else?
18 is the hardest hole on the golf course, but the 10th hole is the one hole that nobody knows about that is so difficult. Really tough driving hole. You got out of bounds down the right. You got fairway bunker that is right in the middle of the driving area. Some of the players will try to bomb it up over this left-hand fairway bunker. And you get in that bunker, you're making five, unless you get it up and down from 100 yards, because you really have to – you're going to have to just chip it out of that bunker. You're just going to have to get out of the bunker and try to get up and down from 100 yards.
So who's
the most severely undulated green on the golf course? And you'll have a guy hit a ball that – goes a little bit too far, and it'll go up the slope, and all of a sudden, here it comes back off the front of the green, it'll go 30 yards back in the fairway off the false front. It's really, you have to control your golf ball on that hole, because if you don't, you're making five or six.
Well, all right, so what kind of player? Who do you have in mind? I mean, obviously, I don't think anybody expected DL3 last year. I mean, whose game right now is shaping up that'll fit this course well?
William McGirt is my guy. I think the way he played at Memorial, He's playing well. He's had a couple weeks off. Got a lot of momentum. He's not the longest hitter on tour. Loves the golf course. Has played well here in the past. You look at his track record. You know, an unknown guy. Bill Haas is another guy who just really plays well here. Those two guys would be two I'd look at. Brant Snedeker, one of our past champions, is another guy who the golf course just fits his eye. Loves coming here. He has good vibes about the place. So a short, not the longest hitter, but a guy who drives it well, really good ball striker, and whoever gets hot with a putter.
Yeah, that's always the case, isn't it? Some of us, these guys all hit it well enough, but it definitely comes down to who's rolling the rock. You got any tickets still available? Where can people get tickets?
We do have plenty of tickets on the website. You go to womenschampionship.com, or any of the local Harris Teeters around Greensboro will be selling tickets. So there are tickets to be had, absolutely.
All right, so when you get your people out on the range and you got your guys out at the teaching facility, are you seeing the same stuff they're seeing here in Charlotte, that you know everybody walks up and they want 15 yards on their drive, more worried about that than they are shaving two strokes off their round?
Well, there's everybody, you know, invariably the week after the Wyndham is over, and pro, can you teach me how to hit it as far, you know, not as, they all know they can't hit as far as a tour player, but pro, can you get me to hit it further? I'm thinking, you'd be a lot better off if we went to the short game area and worked on your short game, but they won't do it. They teach me how to hit the long ball.
Chicks dig the long ball. The chicks over in the beach dig the long ball.
The chicks at the beach.
It's so funny to watch a Saturday morning, and there's two guys on the putting green and 18 people on the practice team.
Yeah, I mean, it's I always talk about, I mean, do you see a lot of people that are coming to you and asking for lessons on actually getting around the golf course? Like, you know, a playing lesson where you're teaching them strategy, you're teaching them the fundamentals of what to think about. I mean, you don't get as many of those as you should, do you?
We don't. I really, but I'll tell you, this year, we have spent more time on the golf course giving playing lessons than any of the 30 years I've been a golf pro. We spent a lot of time teaching people just how to get it around the golf course. And you get a guy who's a 20 handicapper, and you show him, if you just go out there and make 15 bogeys and three pars, you think what you just shot, 86. Well, I've never shot 86. Well, if you can just get it around and listen to us and manage your game, you'd be surprised. And some of them get it, unfortunately. Some of them don't.
Yeah, unfortunately they don't. Well, Rocky, we appreciate you coming on with us, and we look forward to a great Wyndham Championship, and we're going to see who rises to the top this year.
Guys, thank you so much for having me. It's been a great week here at Sedgefield, and thank you again for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Take care, guys.